Just about everyone feels anxious from time to time. But for teenagers, says therapist Jennifer Shannon, those times seem to come with greater frequency and intensity. That's why she's written the Anxiety Survival Guide for Teens.
The thing about adolescence is that's often the age of onset of more significant anxiety. And if you can catch it earlier before a whole bunch of behavior patterns have been set and been going on for years and years, first of all, it's earlier intervention and they don't have to have a lifetime of suffering with this.
Shannon is a co-founder of the Santa Rosa Center for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, an approach she describes as connecting the dots between thoughts, feelings, and actions.
For example, with anxiety, it's all going to start with a perception of threat. So if the threat is, I'm going to flunk my geometry test, that's the thought. And then you either put off studying because it's making you so anxious, or you study until 2 a.m. and then you don't get a good night's sleep. That's the behavior. That's a reaction that you do to it. That's what helps us understand anxiety and also helps us understand what's maintaining it.
Her book is a self-help guide pitched to younger readers that characterizes the subconscious inner voice of alarm as the monkey mind.
The monkey mind represents the amygdala, and the amygdala is that fight-flight center. It's screening every thought and every situation and other people for danger. And if you're anxious, then you're overestimating that danger, looking at everything that goes by and thinking that could be a problem. The monkey mind is saying something's wrong, do something.
Yet doing something often fails to address the source of the anxiety. Shannon suggests that a better response often is to simply acknowledge the fear.
So if you can not overreact to the anxiety itself or try to escape it, and you can say, oh, I'm feeling anxious, that's okay, I can handle this, I've done it before, then anxiety becomes just part of what you're experiencing and may even enhance your performance.
Along with that, she encourages a graduated face-off with the anxiety, confronting it little by little.
You're facing the thing that you're afraid of, and when you stay in the situation without escaping it, you actually do habituate to the anxiety. The anxiety comes down. It's like you're training your monkey mind, hey, I can handle this. I'm going to face this situation. I'm going to wait till my anxiety comes down. You do that repeatedly, and then you can move up the ladder, face something that's a little more scary.
Shannon knows that facing fears, even gradually, isn't easy. But resisting them, she warns, doesn't work at all.
Oftentimes we think, oh, I've got to relax. We're actually resisting it, and thus it does create more persistence. I use in the survival guide welcoming practices, the welcoming breath, where you allow yourself to feel the anxiety. Welcome it. Breathe it in. Make space for it. When you breathe out, let go of control. It's paradoxical, but that is what's most effective.
Shannon's next book, also for teens, is about procrastination. But that's not why it isn't quite finished yet. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.